Chapter 74. Raven came to, slowly, shaky and disoriented. Memory of a flashing boot and savage impact. Realization that he had a ferocious headache. That his hip had begun to ache. That he was so cold, he had begun to feel warm in his extremities. A moment of panic. He tried to thrash around, found his limbs only vaguely cooperative. Worse panic before the onset of reason. He wriggled his way out of the snow, got to his feet carefully. He felt himself over, scraped frozen blood off his face. The bastard had got him good. Almost had to admire those guys, the way they were hanging in there against the whole world. Painfully, he dragged himself out of the ditch, stood on wobbly legs looking around, the old hip wound gnawing. Things had changed. There were monsters in the sky and witch fires flaring in the distance. The limper had come. Darling would be in the middle of it, and he wasn't there. She would think he had run out again. Raven reached the center of excitement in time to witness Gossamer's fall. Everyone seemed to relax after the incident. The limper must not be a threat right now. The crowd came down off the wall. Soldiers brought horses for Exile and Brigadier Wildbrand. A platoon of Night Stalkers fell in around them, and they started moving north. Raven wondered what the hell was happening. It looked like Darling and Exile had cut a deal. He could not catch them now, wobbly as he was. The twins had their heads together. They threw dark looks after the departing company. They radiated a stench of wickedness about to break loose. Better stick with them. Chapter 75. When the monsters began sliding across the sky, Smed suffered an attack of caution. Able to think of nowhere else to run, he headed back to the ditch. The guy he had kicked was still there, twitching once in a while. He backed off and watched, waiting to see what the guy would do. After a while, the guy woke up, dragged himself out, and tottered off. Good. Now he had a place to wait for fish. He went over and around and entered the culvert from the northern end, passed through, and sat down to wait. Fish showed up a forever later, standing over there on the footbridge. He didn't have the other blue bag. Damn. Smeds whistled just loud enough to carry the fish, waved cautiously. What happened? He asked when Fish arrived. Where's the other bag? Fish explained. Smeds told his story. Fish said, we need to get out of here then. Let's get the stuff. We might be able to get out one of the breaches if there's any more excitement. With the spike up for grabs, we can count on that. They got the blue bags, which they rubbed up with dirt, and Smeds's pack, and headed for the area where the wall had been breached. The city was a place